Before we do that, let's speak to the LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. A couple of stories, when are they not, about Donald Trump, Simon. Let's first of all talk about this story in the Washington Post. Donald Trump has told the Turkish president that the US will now stop arming the Kurds in Syria, even though they're fighting IS.
He has indeed, Ian. This is a very big deal in foreign policy terms, because remember that those Kurds in Syria, the group known as the YPG, played an absolutely pivotal role in assisting the United States and its allies to push Islamic State fighters back in Syria, a result that President Trump often trumpets as an example of his foreign policy successes since he moved into the White House back in January. But now President Trump has told the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and this has not been publicly announced, but it's understood that he's told the Turkish President that the United States will no longer provide further arms supplies to the YPG. This comes after the Turkish government put enormous pressure on Donald Trump to stop supplying weapons to the YPG, because Turkey views those Kurdish Syrian fighters as terrorists, because they are affiliated in turn with another Turkish group of Kurds, the PKK, that has fought an insurgency for decades in Turkey, and together with the YPG has campaigned for an independent Kurdistan. Now, Donald Trump and Recep Tayyip Erdogan are in a slightly odd position, in that Turkey and the United States are very much at diplomatic loggerheads at the moment over a whole variety of different issues, and yet these two presidents seem to find a way of communicating with one another, and certainly the Turkish president is just the kind of strong man that Donald Trump usually expresses admiration for. So this, on the face of it, is a diplomatic success for the Turkish government, and it will raise questions about the way in which the United States treats people who help it out in far-off and distant battlefields. You'll remember the Obama administration was vigorously criticized for not providing enough opportunities for translators who had worked with U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan to escape danger in their home countries and move to the United States and resettle here. They were perceived as being sold down the river by President Barack Obama. Now there will be those who feel that the Kurds in Syria are similarly being sold down the river by Donald Trump, on the basis that their utility to the United States is substantially less than it was when there was a vigorous Islamic State to go after.
And tell me, Donald Trump, is he going to be Person of the Year again in Time magazine or not?
Is he or is he not? Well, he seems to have ruled himself out of the running. This extraordinary tweet that was published last night here in the United States. Time magazine called to say that I was probably, in all capital letters, going to be named Person of the Year like last year, but I would have to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway. Time magazine insists that the president is misrepresenting the process, that this conversation, if it did occur, did not include any guarantees whatsoever, or even any reference to the Person of the Year, the annual nomination, of course, that hits Time magazine's front page and its website front page now at the end of the year. So Donald Trump pretty much taking himself out of the running. That may, interestingly, increase the chances that Russian President Vladimir Putin has of becoming Time's Person of the Year. He's also one of the contenders, but so is Pope Francis, so there's still a vigorous contest to be named Time magazine's Person of the Year, a contest that perhaps overstates the importance now of that honour, given that Time magazine of 2017 is not the Time magazine of yesteryear.
Simon, thank you. Donald Trump would have been a useless spy, wouldn't he? He just can't keep a secret. 03 4 5 6 0 6 0 9 allegedly 973 is the number to ring.